This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU Soil Health Specialist Chandler Gruner from the North Central Research Extension Center. And Chandler, soil micros for microdiversity is something to plan for going into fall. Tell us, Chandler, why this is so important.
First, we're going to talk about microbes. And so why do we even care about microbes? So having microbes in the soil helps increase biodiversity. So you think about soil health principles, maximizing biodiversity is one of them. Often forgot is the microbes in the soil. And so they play a very key role in organic matter building, nutrient cycling, and also freeing up. So in that nutrient cycling sense, they can free up different things, and then they can also decompose plant roots and matter, which will eventually make them nutrients available to the plant in a form that a plant can actually take up.
All right, good stuff. And hey, we'll have more on this when we come back.
For nonstop action and big time fun, come on over to Skydancer Casino in Belcourt, your number one destination for winning. Hit the slots, test your luck at the tables, score big at the sportsbook, and enjoy live entertainment that'll keep the party going all night long. Dine in style at Fire's Edge Steakhouse or grab a bite at the buffet. And when it's time to relax, stay the night in our comfy hotel rooms. Skydancer Casino and Resort, where the sky's the limit. Visit SkydancerCasino.com.
From the oil field to the wheat field, some of your big trucks are sure to get dinged. So for light body damage and refinishing to bigger collision repairs, Jerome's Collision Center in Minot repairs many types of large chassis vehicles and semis. With the area's only 50-foot bake spray booth, expect the most durable quality paint finish. For almost 50 years, we've been built for big jobs and efficient turnaround times for you. That's Jerome's Collision Center in Minot. Talking soil micros for microdiversity today with Chandler Gruner. And Chandler, tell us how we can achieve this.
In order to achieve this biodiversity out there and having them available, is one step is going into no-till practices. So that actually helps reduce the disturbance in the soil and actually helps build that organic matter and some other things going, but also creates soil structure that the microbes can live in, while additionally using cover crops. So if you think about it, you don't want to eat the same thing every day. You don't eat hamburger day after day after day. You have a diversity of food. So microbes want a diversity of food. So a couple ways to achieve that is having a diverse plant rotation. So that means corn, soybeans, canola, wheat, and going in that long-term rotation. Another way is adding in cover crops. So once you add in cover crops, that adds one more piece of biodiversity. And so having diversity both from your cover crop and your plant species is kind of two ways to achieve that. So that way the microbes have a diversity, it supports the diversity of kinds of microbes. And so when you have the diversity, you're able to achieve that nutrient cycling, build that organic matter, which is all done through them practices that adhere to the soil health principles.
That concludes this edition. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by Skydancer Casino and Resort, where the sky is the limit, by Jerome's Collision Center in Minot, and by Only and Lena's Pizzeria, Italian spice, Norwegian nice.